Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But we're talking about Commanders Vikings and whether or not we see Jaden Daniels return on Sunday. I was convinced when we heard he was back at practice to start last week that by this coming weekend, he would be playing again. But because he was limited all week, because he still has not been cleared for contact, I am no longer confident. And I would now bet on him not playing, barring something changing between now and Sunday pretty significantly. Danny's still holding out hope and thinks that he will play.
Yeah, this is not a lot of conviction, though. What percentage-wise, what were you at last week?
When he came back to the practice field to start the week, 80%?
Yeah. I was 80, 85, somewhere in there.
Now I'm like 35%.
Okay. I'm just a hair over 50, so 50.1. It feels like they are absolutely making sure that nobody could call them a liar or get mad if he doesn't play. It's like they've set the stage for them to make that call and to pull the ripcord to make sure that you know we're doing another week. But it still feels like when he came back to practice and was able to practice in full last week, I know they did that for 1 week previously with somebody, I'm blanking on who it was, where he was able to practice in full, but they said, no, we're going to wait another week. Totally fine, because they didn't go back on their word. But it still felt like they were gearing up for this week, and it was never about Denver. Maybe that's my wish casting on it, but again, there's a coin toss chance to me that he doesn't play as well.
Let's go to Shane in Virginia, wants to hop in. Shane, is he going to play in Minnesota?
Commander Danny, Lieutenant Grant, how you boys doing today?
Somebody.
Doing very well, sir.
I believe he should play, but I don't think he's going to play. What's the point? I mean, no, I don't think he's going to play. I mean, I know Terry played, and but I think that right now we need to rest Daniels, but who knows what they're going to do? I mean, with this organization right now, I believe he needs to get out there. I think he needs to go out there and play and see what we're working with still. He's still got the injured bug from last year and this year, even in college too. Don't forget about that. But I just want to see if he's still the future of this team right now. And that's I know everybody's given the key to the city already, but let's see what he can do on and get out there. I know he's got the talent. But, look, you can have all the talent in the world if you can't get on the field. But let's see. I mean, I wouldn't blame. I truly wouldn't. Right now, no. There's no point. What's the benefit?
Appreciate you,
Shane.
You're answering, I think, a different question than we're asking, frankly. You're answering the question, would you play him if he was healthy? Which we're not asking that because he's going to play when he's healthy, and he should. We asked that a few weeks ago. I'm kind of past it and over it. I don't understand the people that don't think he should play. I think it's silly. If he's healthy, he's a football player. Herm Edwards told you, football players play football, especially young ones that need to develop and need time on the grass. But you're answering, I wouldn't play him. Quite literally, the question right now is he going to be cleared? Physically, is he going to be able to play? If he's cleared, there's not a, is there a benefit? Do they want to play him against the Vikings? No. He has not been cleared for contact yet. So that's the question, is just, is he going to be ready to return by Sunday? If he is, then he's going to be playing in the game. If that doesn't happen until next Wednesday, then he won't play until he takes on the Giants. Shane mentioned, you know, college. He did get banged up a few times. I remember him leaving the Alabama game with a concussion as an example. But he started 55 games over four-plus seasons in college. And the only year where he really missed a bunch of games was COVID.
COVID time.
And that was when they shut it down, I think, a month into the year. So he only played four games that year. But otherwise, in four seasons, he played 12, 13, 14, and 12 games, which I'd imagine is every single one of the games for Arizona State and LSU. So while he may have gotten banged up and taken some big hits and gone to the blue tent or whatever during games, I don't know that he missed time. I mean, there weren't really injuries throughout his time in college.
No, it wasn't like this, certainly. But this was always kind of on the table, given the frame. We've kind of gone through that a lot. But, yeah, I mean, to me, this is one of those, if anybody in the room, like let's say there's 10 people, 10 experts, and my ninth expert goes, I'm not so sure because right then I'm shutting him down. I think that's kind of the point of the conversation you and I always try to hammer, meaning if he's not 100% able to protect himself, there's no favoring anything, there's no compromise type deal where he's got to, you know, make sure he's compensating and we're worried about something else then happening because of it. If there's any doubt, he's not playing. The instant he's ready to go, he's going to go. And that's what we're debating right now is, do we think he's actually ready?
Well, and is he going to be cleared for contact is the question. If he's cleared for contact Friday, do they play him Sunday or do they wait until the following week to let him take on whatever very limited controlled contact there is in a practice?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.